digital agency owners, web designers, content enthusiasts, fellow copywriters, and my mum. You are very welcome to this episode of the Content Goodies podcast, sponsored by The Content Lab, with me, your host, Abby Wood. Let's talk content. Today, I am joined by the wonderful Ms. Kira. Good to have you with us again today. And we are talking about how to write your core values, mission, and vision today, which a lot of companies struggle with. It's not just agencies. It's not just, for big corporations. Every company, I believe, should have core values and a mission and a vision. A lot of people struggle with this, don't they, Kira?
Yes, and for good reason, because you're trying to say an awful lot in a very short amount of space. And you're kind of trying to sum up like the most important things about your business in like 10 words. So it's
Absolutely.
pretty difficult.
I think even for the most seasoned copywriter and brand strategist, sometimes it's a little bit difficult. Absolutely. You've got to get what makes you uniquely you and what's your driver, and also keep, who's going to be reading it in mind and what the whole point of everything is. And, put it in a sentence.
No pressure.
No pressure. Easy. All good. Whatever. Do it in 30 minutes. Why do you think businesses struggle to define their core values, mission, and vision?
I mean, I think it's, having so much that they want to say and get across and not knowing how to do it succinctly. So like not knowing how to kind of like boil it down to its essence and make it, a redistilled kind of statement that encapsulates everything. So I think it's just kind of like the overwhelm of it. How do we, get all the amazing things across in a small amount of space? And I think, it just kind of leads people to kind of not knowing where to start. They don't really kind of know where to look for that information or, what they should be thinking about. So I think it's kind of, maybe a bit of that kind of writer's block feeling of just going, where do I even begin?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a big, big barrier for a lot of people, especially if you've never done it before. You see Coca-Cola with, kind of their own manifesto and all of this kind of stuff. And you're like, how do I even need this? Like, what can I possibly use it for? There's me and like four other people in the business. For sure. And I think a lot of people, maybe if they don't have a lot of experience crafting it, maybe a little bit wary of being too out there. Or, sure, all core values sound exactly the same, kind of we have integrity and we do good work and, that the usual copy and paste stuff. I think there's a lot of misconceptions around creating core values and what the purpose are. Okay, lovely. So let's get into the topic at hand. What is the difference between core values, mission, and vision?
Good question. Well, I mean, they're very kind of powerful, fancy words. And, sometimes I feel like brands think that they need to make them sound fancy because a lot of mission statements are, traditionally kind of formal. But that's completely changed now. It doesn't have to be that way. So basically what they are is your mission is pretty much like what you do, who you do it for, and sometimes like a bit of a why thrown in there as well, or like how it helps them. So like why you do this for them. It's kind of like, it's as if you're describing like your job description as a company, like what you do day to day. And then your vision is much more kind of aspirational. It's much more like bigger picture stuff. It's kind of the greater good that you want to achieve in the world. It's kind of the why behind what you do. It's the driving force behind, your mission, and what you want to achieve on a much bigger kind of scale. And then your core values, they're really just, what values matter to you most as a business and as a company. And like maybe when you're kind of starting out your business, it could be very personal as to like, you want to treat your clients right. You want to be honest with them. You really care about, delivering value, or, being, efficient and fast, whatever it is. And then when you grow, it might be more like, what is your mission, or sorry, what are your core values as a company? And then it becomes, a little bit more kind of nuanced in that way, because it's more kind of, what's your culture like? What do you value as people? What are the kind of main values that, are kind of spread throughout the company and in every interaction, that you can say you were honest, you were efficient, you were, strategic, whatever it is. So it has to be quite kind of consistent and pervasive across your whole company. In a nutshell.
Sounds so easy, doesn't it? Yeah, whatever, just guides everything we do as a business. Just jot it down, it's all good. Yeah, and I think this is really important, with core values and mission and vision. You do have internal versions of these and you do have external versions of these. So your core values behind the scenes for your team might look a little bit different than the ones that, say, you put on your website, or you include in kickoff packages with clients, or however you're going to use them. But they're there to be used. They're there to guide the big decisions, absolutely. So, if you run into a client and you're not entirely sure if you want to work with them or if you want to part ways, you go back to your core values. Like, does this client align with our core values? Same for hiring a team. Kind of do their values match our values, and are they gonna get along with the rest of the team, because we're all very similar minded. There's a lot of different uses for them.
Yes. And when it comes to, where to, put them, where should you promote them? They can be like stuck on your wall in your office, to remind the team what they're there for, and what values to embody. And they can be on your website too, to, show off to your customers what you're all about, and help them see if they align with what you care about, with your mission and with your kind of vision for the world, and if, if they kind of feel a part of that.
You can use them for, like, even just checking out, your KPIs for this year. So, say if you are part of a larger company and you have to do quarterly reports or annual reports, kind of show that the direction of the business and the growth of the business is in line with the core values and the mission and the vision. So, if you have to pivot into a new area, is it still in line with the mission and vision? So yeah, great points. Lots of different types of uses. They're more than just sticking them on a post-it note and forgetting about them. Absolutely. So you have worked on some of our wonderful, wonderful clients' core values and missions and visions in some of our brand messaging foundation workshops, et cetera, over the years. How can businesses identify their true core values? What would be the starting point to get over the initial hurdle?
So definitely start by just asking yourself what matters to you as a company owner. What matters to you, in the way that you run your business, and what is your kind of moral compass there? Because every business owner's kind of, opinion of what's good and what's right will be different. So you need to figure out what's the most important thing to you, that you feel like, you're doing right by you and your customers. And yeah, just see what kind of comes up. And maybe think about what your customers say about you. So, looking at your reviews or any feedback that you've had, is there any kind of consistent themes that come up, that they say, oh, you're really, I don't know, they might say that you're very like caring and nurturing, or they might say that you're really responsive. So maybe have a think about how they might play into your own values, and like, do they align? Are you responsive because you care about doing a good job? So doing a good job is like, maybe one of your values. Yeah, that's your starting point.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great starting point. I think, it's so easy to be like, oh, we're going to do the best work and, kind of, oh, customer first and all this kind of stuff. But to boil it down to, kind of the three or four, most important things to your company to start working on your core values afterwards is really figuring out what matters to you as a company owner. So kind of you've touched on that already. So is it that you are super responsive? Is it that you have integrity? So you're very transparent in your work, kind of you're very honest, you're very upfront with clients. Is it, if hey, different strokes for different folks. Is it, profit? Is that kind of, one of your internal core values that, you are profit driven and kind of to scale as a company is, and huge growth is a huge aspect for you. Every company is very, very different, I think. And going off the back of scaling, where do you see your company in 3 years' time? So that's a little bit of a different one. But it will guide you as to what you're going to focus on for the next 3 years' time. So if you have a core value that is all about very personal service and, human first, interactions and looking after clients and stuff, if you want to scale your company to, a multi-billion dollar empire, then the two don't really align that much. And if you want to align them, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get there, to be able to scale that level of service. So, is it that you want to have like a boutique company that is big on building relationships and partnerships for the long term? And do you put that in front of huge, huge growth? Or, so you can really just kind of align the different aspects that make up these points, I think. But yeah. Fantastic. I think that's a good starting point. What do you think, Kira?
Definitely. And I think, you will notice sort of repeating themes, asking yourself these questions and kind of sitting down and rethinking about where you want to be and how you're going to get there. And I think, definitely don't overdo it. Don't go look at loads of lists of examples and choose 10 of them because they, you can say you're honest, you can say you're, speedy and, that you're really caring or whatever, like whatever is on that list. And, having too many will just kind of confuse you. It will confuse your audience. So just try and pick like 3 to 5 that you feel, that you really kind of align with, that speak to you and mean the most to you.
Absolutely. Quality over quantity, for sure, I think. And these are kind of your guiding stars going forward. So, what are the three most important aspects for you? And just going off of having a look at online lists of examples, what's the biggest mistake other than looking at online lists that you see when people are trying to come up with and write their own core values?
I mean, definitely recently, AI, just plugging it into AI and saying, "Hello, AI robot. I am, this kind of company, and can you pick 3 core values for me?" And just copy and pasting that onto your website. You'd be surprised how many people's websites have the exact same core values with the exact same descriptions. It's creepy, and people are getting wiser and wiser to these markers of AI, and you need to avoid the temptation, put it that way, and just sit down. Like, this is your business, you care about it, you care about your customers. You need to show that to them by, spending time thinking about how you're going to operate as a business. And yeah, just being authentic to you. So I think biggest mistake at the moment, AI, definitely.
100%, 100%. And I think, yeah, you can absolutely copy your competitors. You can ask AI to come up with some generic stuff. But honestly, if I were restarting a new business in the morning and having to come up with core values and, define who I am and what I want the company to be and stuff, I would honestly just sit down for a good half an hour and write down what I want and what I envision and, kind of what means the most to me and my team, all of that kind of stuff. And then, use your own words. Words are incredibly, incredibly powerful. Yeah. So I think that a really good example, I always think of the power of words when I think of one of Apple's original ones. And they had this, this long, like 10 point list. And one of them was everyone has the obligation to do the best work. And it's obligation. That's not a, everyone is empowered to do their best work. Everyone is driven to do their best work. No, it's an obligation. Okay, you're here, you're obligated to do your best. You know, it very much sets the tone for the team, for the company, everything else. So don't rely on AI, guys. Use your own words. If you need, grab a thesaurus. See what works for you, but definitely don't be copying and pasting anybody else's.
Agreed.
So let's go on. So we've covered core values, kind of. So we've got maybe 3 to 5 main core values that we really kind of put on a pedestal and we're aiming for all the time. It's what's guiding us. It's what is you know, kind of we can bring up and look at a team member's you know, kind of approach their work and say, is this in line with our core values? Fantastic, it is. Let's continue. Let's move on to strong mission statements. What makes a mission statement effective, Kira?
I think simplicity. I think when people overdo it on the mission statements and they're quite long-winded and you can tell they're trying to shove a lot in there, that just kind of convolutes what you're trying to say. And I think the best mission statements are like kind of more short and snappy, and kind of say the most in as few words as possible. I think as well when, you know, the kind of the language itself is very in tune with your own brand voice. I think that makes it super effective. Because again, it kind of helps differentiate you. And it's, you know, a lot of times people's mission statement, same as like their tagline and stuff like that, might be on the end of, you know, every lead magnet they send out or every email they send out. It's going to be seen a lot of times, even in person on your business cards, you know, all print materials. So you know, it's a really effective way of kind of reinforcing your brand, your voice, and who you are. So I think voice really matters. You know, it matters across your whole site, but like your mission statement is going to be seen so many times. So definitely make it really you. And yeah, I just think simplicity for me, that's what I think makes it so effective.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, kind of keep it as simple as possible. Use your own language, and spend some time on it. Don't be afraid to, you know, kind of just jot something down and be like, right, that's it. You know, kind of, I build websites for small businesses. That isn't a mission statement. That isn't even a, you know, kind of a USP. It's just a statement. So with mission statements, I like to keep them as simple as possible. Absolutely. We want to make sure it is achievable as well. You know, kind of this the big highfalutin ideas are more for the vision statement, I think. You know, kind of is this something that we can actually achieve? Is this something that we can fulfill? And be very, very specific. So, you know, kind of a good mission statement is specific with what you do, who you do it for, and I like to put a little bit of why you do it in there as well. But yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Specific, clarity, simple, good.
And I think as well, it's easier said than done, but try not to overthink it. Usually,
Yes.
like the things that come out of you in the first few kind of like brainstorms are usually the right thing. That's your gut telling you, like, yeah, this is what we do and who we do it for. And like it doesn't need to be overcomplicated or using super fancy language, and you don't need to reinvent the wheel of copywriting to make it work. You're telling customers what you do, who it's for and why and how it helps, you know, that's your framework. So, you know, work within that framework and I don't think you can go very wrong.
Absolutely. I think the less words, the better, but for many, many people, for sure. It's wonderful. We've got our mission statement down, basically. Vision. I love company visions because it tells a lot about the business owners, I think, for sure, and their ideas of where they like their big vision, their big dream of where they're heading with this company. How would you advise a business owner to balance ambition and realism in their vision?
That is a very interesting question. I mean, I think you need to look at like your current capabilities Think about your business plan and how set up that is to achieve that vision, and in how much time, like actually really think about how realistic this is to achieve that vision. You don't want it so far-fetched that you're going to kind of make customers or potential customers roll their eyes, because you're not going to save the world. You might make
Unfortunately not.
make a positive impact, but you're also, you need to be realistic with the impact that you can make. And yeah, like I think it's easy to kind of get swept up in the vision. But I think look at what impact you're making now, and think about how much that impact could be amplified with more resources, more, financial growth, more customers. Then what does that look like in 5 or 10 years? And that makes it realistic, because you're hoping to grow as a company, you're hoping to get more financial resources, maybe you're hoping to work with nonprofits or reach out into the community more. What will the result of that be? And look at kind of what you've already done, and what does that kind of tell you about where you can go, because you have the evidence of already achieving XYZ.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I think if you're just getting started, and if you're, kind of like a smaller business, as the Content Lab is, we're a small business, absolutely, and very happy and proud of being a small business. You can have big dreams, and you can definitely, have, amazing goals of making the world a better place and changing things for the better and having an input on the industry and where it's going. But I've seen a lot of businesses over the years go, we're going to be the very best in this industry. And that's a hard vision to achieve. That is a very, and don't get me wrong, there's always got to be someone that's the best. But if you're brand new, or if you're just starting, maybe you want to be the best in your country. Maybe you just want to, kind of be profitable and have a really happy team and, kind of make a big indent on a local problem. Maybe, it's it doesn't have to be the entire globe, I'll put it that way, so you can get there. And this brings me on to kind of the next subject. Kind of the vision is very much evolving. Kind of the mission and vision and core values of the Content Lab, kind of when I first started 6 years ago, completely, well, not completely different, but a lot more nuanced and a lot more growth-minded now that, kind of we're like a team of eight or whatever, than when it was just me. So these things change and they evolve, and keep that vision in mind, but be realistic about it, so that when, if you don't achieve to be the biggest, best, most amazing company in the entire planet in your first 2 years of business, you don't get really downhearted and just think, oh my goodness, I'm not achieving what I set out to do. If this is a marathon, not a sprint for most of us. But yeah, it and the vision is, you can keep that internally. It can be just for you. Kind of your vision, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a solopreneur, and you kind of your vision is being debt free and having, spare time to spend with your family, that's a good vision. It doesn't have to be, these huge ideas because, you read like, Bill Gates's book and you were like, oh, I'm going to be the next Bill Gates. I'm sure there is going to be the next Bill Gates, but not all of us. Whatever works for you, whatever your vision is. So yeah, it's an ever evolving thing. How often do you think businesses should revisit and rework their core values, mission and vision?
I feel like that should be a yearly project, at least. Pretty much anytime there's any kind of major change in your company, you should definitely revisit things. Whether you're pivoting into new services, you've grown your team massively, maybe you have downsized your team, maybe you've changed niches. Like there's a lot that can kind of change the way that you operate, and what you want to achieve and what matters the most. So yeah, and I think it's kind of The same for all of your copy. Like you should definitely be taking another look at least every once a year, because a lot can change in that time. And you know, these core aspects of what you do and who you do it for and how it helps them and the bigger change you make in the world, that's going to evolve, you know, at the same pace. So yeah, I would say once a year. That's pretty often, maybe to some people, but you know, it'll be worth the time.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of doing kind of like the either the end of the year or the beginning of the year, kind of audit of the company. And I think a big part of that is, are my core values still what I actually believe? Is my mission still the same? Have I, like you said, pivoted into a new niche? Kind of did, God forbid, COVID happened a few years ago. Did I have to leave hospitality and now have to work with something completely different? And the core values have changed as a result of that. So yeah, 100%. I'd say yeah, once a year at least for sure. And just keep checking in and making sure that it still works for you. Okay, so let's say that we have our wonderful statements. We have our vision, our mi mission. At least said mission then.
Vision.
Maybe that's a funky version of it. Who knows? And we have our core values as well. So beautiful, fantastic. We've avoided any jargon, any copy and paste AI rubbish. This is who we are as a business. What next? What do we do? What do we do with them?
So they should be a major part of your brand messaging. You know, so core elements of your brand messaging include your mission statement, your vision statement, your core value statements. These are things that we do in our brand messaging workshop, in our foundation, shameless plug in there, but it's a very important part because those messaging points also guide how you write copy for other, you know, parts of your website. Those values and mission and vision should kind of come through. Throughout your online content, and even, you know, your print content as well. Whatever, wherever there is words, you want to make sure that, you know, those things kind of shine. So yeah, obviously your website, your about page, some people have it on their homepage, depends on, you know, the project, but sometimes you might have our mission statement front and center on our homepage. And you know, sometimes people like to have their core values on their homepage as well. Kind of depends on the business, but you most often will see them on the about page, and that's where, you know, customers kind of expect to see them. You know, sometimes you can have them in kind of the footer of your website as well. Like you might have your little mission statement down there, instead of a tagline, or as well as, you can have them, you know, the footer of your emails. You can have them in the bio of your social media. You can, you know, post social media posts pretty much about, you know, your values or your vision or your mission. I would say like anywhere that there's like a description of your company, like a bio, or you know, your Facebook description about me, your LinkedIn about me, like anything that's like that kind of official like snapshot of your company, it should definitely be there. And yeah, for kind of as well, externally for hiring people, very important to have it on your job descriptions. You want to hire people that, you know, align with what you believe in and can get behind your mission. If they're not already behind it, you know, they can really get behind it and they are excited about your vision, because that'll help, you know, you as a company fulfill it by having people who want to see that world as well.
Exactly. There are so many places that you can use it for sure. I'm actually once you have a solid team who have been attracted to you because of your beautiful job ads and your core values and mission and vision and everything. I like to include like our team in finessing them like once a year, kind of at the end of the year, we look back on what worked, what didn't, and what we enjoyed, what we want more of. And sometimes it's literally just changing up a sentence. It's to get us all on the same page. Oh, writer's pun. There we go. That doesn't happen often for
Nicely
me. Hate puns.
Happy Happy is pun deterrent. A pun redactor. Me and Riley love puns and like to annoy Abby with them.
Laura does too. Yeah, Laura loves
Yes.
puns, Ryan loves puns, Kira loves puns. I'm outnumbered at this point. But yeah, absolutely. I love to include the team in the internal core values and mission and vision and stuff. And I think it helps everyone to feel a little bit more like they're making a difference in the company as well. So it's a good way of uniting all of the team, I think, for sure. Okay, well, we've gone through how to write them and we've gone through how to use them. We'll end with something a little bit more fun. What's the worst or most generic mission statement or core values you've ever seen, Kira?
Well, you might be surprised by this one because it's quite a modern company. But Uber has quite a not so modern mission statement, the way it comes across. It is always be hustling.
I just I love how you even just pronounce that. Always be hustling.
Always be hustling. What do you think, Abby? What is your example?
I always bring up General Electrical in the US. Just it's pre-AI, but my goodness, does it sound like it. So we always do the right thing, so does everybody. Everyone has a different moral compass. In their mind, they're always doing the right thing. We build products and services that solve real world problems. No, I want to
Wow.
build a product that solves a fake world problem. We accept no limits on what we can achieve. Wow. Okay. We lead in our industries and in our communities. Inspirational, guys. Absolutely inspirational. And we act as owners, treating the company with a capital C and its resources as our own. Now, if that doesn't inspire a dedicated team force, I don't know what will.
Ah, my favorite one is we build products and services that solve real world problems. Like we build things that solve problems. That's what we're saying. We build
Groundbreaking.
things that solve problems.
Groundbreaking. Now, I
Flawless,
get it. They're huge. They do a load of different services and products, but my goodness, like yeah. AI could probably do better than that.
This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about when I say, people are over relying on AI because this is the type of crap. No offense, General Electrical, but we are roasting you. This is the type of crap that AI loves spitting out. And I think people just become blind to it when, maybe they're just kind of trying to do something quickly and bash it out and they don't really think about it strategically. And it might like sound good in the moment. But like, look at it again a day later, and you'll realize that you're not saying anything. You're not saying really anything.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. Absolutely. My goodness. So, opposite end of the spectrum, do you have any that you absolutely love?
mean, mission statement wise, I absolutely love Organic Basics. I love them as a company. I've bought from them, and yeah, found myself, very kind of taken with their website copy. And I think they've a great mission statement. I think it says a lot. And it's yeah, just cozy and inspiring and realistic as well. So it is designed in Copenhagen, made ethically for all on Earth. At Organic Basics, we believe in comfort and sustainability for all. We make our basics to be both earth and people friendly, carefully choosing materials and fabrics that care for our environment, only partnering with factories that consider their impact too, and designing all the basics for all bodies.
There we go. That is very succinct
I
for a
like
lot of
it.
promises. Absolutely. That's really, I like that. It's very clear. It's when you read that, you can instantly tell if you're going to support that company or not. So if you fully believe in sustainability and, ethical treatment of workers and that kind of stuff, yeah, you're totally going to buy from this company. If that doesn't really bother you that much, you're probably not going to be swayed by the marketing, So it's very good at attracting a good fit client for sure. And it's, you guys know me. That's right up my alley as well. So yeah, fantastic. Love it. I'm going to choose Innocent Drinks. Now, Innocent Drinks are a company that are often copied in the copywriting world. I was reading an interesting blog the other day about kind of the innocent drinkification of brand messaging, because it's been very, very, very often copied. But I like it. So it's Little Drinks, Big Dreams. For those of you who aren't familiar, they do smoothies and they do fruit juices and the such like. But this is it. So we might make little drinks, but we have big dreams to make the world a better, healthier place to live. And I fully like, you go to their website, it's weaved in throughout all of their copy. It's weaved into their certifications, their charity work, everything. So I think a good example. Will we share our internal ones, Kira? I
Yes.
think we should. So these are our current core values here at the Content Lab: internal use and podcast, apparently. So always do our best, show up and deliver what we promise. Send out work we're proud of. That is bolded for a reason. We are proud of the work that we send out. Work with people that we like and believe in and that believe in us. And have fun and bring joy to people's days. I would like to think that
Our core values are cute.
we live those.
They're cute, but they're also, I feel like when we took another look at them, like, we all agreed that many of them stayed the same. And, there wasn't a huge amount of change, I think, in our last kind of review of them. And yeah, I think like for me, the one that I like the most is sending out work we're proud of. Because, if you're in the digital agency world, you know that we all deal with, kind of people with different opinions on, what's good copy or what's a good design or whatever. And, I think we stay true to kind of ourselves while also making sure that we're keeping our clients happy as well.
So, a little bit of a tricky one at the very end. If you had to sum up your personal mission in one sentence, what would it be? I'll jump straight in if you want to have a think on this one, because it's tough. And listeners, we'd love to hear yours as well. I'm always, you can tell a lot about someone by their personal mission. For me, I think it's my personal mission is to live a happy, satisfying, authentic life. And that might sound a little bit cliche, but I can choose to be happy no matter the situation. And an authentic life for me is building the company that I would love to work for and doing work that I'm proud of and making the most out of my loved ones. Kind of, I'm not going to be somebody that's chasing millions and millions of dollars, unless somebody wants to give me millions and millions of dollars, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. So, yeah, I think that's it. A happy and to feel satisfied as well with that, and just to make that conscious decision. My personal mission is to live a healthy, happy, authentic life and to just do my best in it.
That is adorable. I love that for you. That's very inspiring. And yeah, if anyone wants to give Abby millions of euro, please reach out, leave a comment below. I would be happy to receive millions of euro too. So my personal mission, really, it's about kind of appreciating the small things. In life and helping others to appreciate the small things in life too. And yeah, kind of being, an advocate for people and being the person that, my friends and family know they can go to with anything, and they'll be listened to and supported. Yeah, just bringing a little bit of sunshine to people's lives. That's what it'll be. Let me just cut it to that one. Well, my personal mission is to bring a little sunshine to people's lives.
There we go. Perfect. Beautiful. Absolutely lovely. I really, yeah, I think that's you to a T as well. So
Oh,
fantastic. Absolutely
thank
love it.
you. Like, the more I was thinking about those other things, I was like, that's just like, making people, like, bringing a bit of lightness to people.
Exactly. I love it. Yes, dear listeners, please let us know your personal missions. Very, very interesting topic. And look at us getting all philosophical for the end of the episode, eh?
Love it.
Oh. So, Kira, darling, what are you? I always end episodes on exactly the same question, which is, what are you reading at the moment?
You're gonna have to cut that question because I am not reading anything right now.
I'm gonna leave this in. It's okay. You're not reading anything. You're busy, okay? It's not like you just, moved to, kind of Portugal or anything, and
What? You know what? I will tell you what I'm reading. I am reading our new brand archetype descriptions
There you
that
go.
you created that are really cool and go outside the 12 and into these cool modern voices, and yeah, kind of personality driven content on a different level. And that's what I'm enjoying.
Well, take it, print it out, put it on your bedside table, folks. I love it. Fantastic. Very good. What am I reading this week? Oof, yeah, this week. I am still getting through CJ Cook's backlog. I'm just started. I'm literally three chapters in to I Know My Name. So I'm enjoying it so far. Random woman living in London ends up washed on the shore of a lovely little Greek island. No idea how she got there. Only thing she can remember is her name. So I think it should be good. It should be good. Something very different for me. You know me. I'm usually, kind of stuck in my usual reading nooks, but yeah, all good. So, lovely listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. Reach out, let us know what your personal missions are, and also if you have any good book recommendations. Thanks so
Yes,
much,
please.
Kira.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this latest episode of the Content Goodies podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, the Content Lab. If you enjoyed this program, please leave us a review. We love to get feedback. And as always, if you need help with any copywriting or content marketing needs, reach out to me at the Content Lab. You will find our contact details at the bottom of the podcast notes. It has been a pleasure. As always, look forward to seeing you on the next episode.